Good morning, Rabosai. Thank you very much for making the time. Let's come back here in the Hakdamah. Before the Rambam has the section about where he distinguishes Halacha L'Moshe Misinai from Perushim Mekubalim, where he describes Rabbeinu HaKadosh's efforts. So if you see, this will be in all the translations because it's a quote from the Gemara that Aharire de Rebbe Hava Osir Mishvor Malka. Aharire de Rebbe Hava Osir Mishvor Malka. You see what that is, Rabbi Osir? So the Rebbe's wealth is relevant because lachen hevi revocha la'anshe hachachma mevakshaha. So Rebbe basically sponsored a very big kollel, which allowed him to collect all of Torah Sheba'al Peh. V'ravatz Torah b'Yisrael. V'osav es divrei ha-kabbala v'ha-ma'amorim v'ha-machlokos she-nemru mimos Moshe Rabbeinu ad yomav. Good. Then the Rambam describes how Rabbeinu HaKadosh, where he fit into the Masorah. And then he says a few lines later, u'misha'osav es kol ha-shitos v'ha-ma'amorim heichel b'chibo ha-mishnah. Shehi kolelas perish kol ha-mitzvahs ha-ksuvahs ba-torah. Mehen kabbalos mekubalos mimosh alav shalom mehen halachos shenilmedu b'darkei ra'iyon ve'ein behen machlokes v'chulam. It's interesting when you compare this discussion of Rebbe to the discussion the Rambam has in the Hakdamah to Mishnah Torah. Take a look if you can, where it says in the Hakdamah to Mishnah Torah, Rabbeinu Hakadosh chiber haMishnah. You see what that is, Rabbi Osai? Rabbeinu HaKadosh Chiber HaMishnah. Rabbeinu HaKadosh Chiber HaMishnah. Umimos Moshe Rabbeinu Va'ad Rabbeinu HaKadosh Lo Chibu Chibu Shebelamden Oso Barabim B'Torah Shebal Peh. This was something unprecedented. Mishnah was unprecedented in the sense that there never was a text, certainly not a written text, for teaching Torah Sheba'al Peh. Ela b'chol dova dor rosh bezdin ol navi shiyah ba'oso hador kosev la'atzmo zichron zikoron b'shmuas sheshama merabose v'hu melamed al peh barabim. V'chein kol echad v'echad kosev la'atzmo kifi kocho me'biur ha-torah me'hilchoseh kamosh ha-shama. Agav, so here the Shita Sarambam, the Rav Zuchan Levachi used to point out, the Rambam understands it's a Gemara later in Gitin and towards the end of Hanizokin, where the Gemara says that Dvarim Shebechsav, the other half, Dvarim Sheba'al Peh, i'atara shayla omen bechsav. So the Rambam clearly describes how people always used to take notes. Right? Long before there was any Eis Lassos that the Gemara says existed, Bimei Rebbe. That's what the Rebbe used to say, that the Rambam understands that the din of Dvarim Sheba'al Peh, Iyat HaRosh Elman Bechsav, it's not that the Heftza of Torah Sheba'al Peh can't be written down, but the Torah Sheba'al Peh can't be transmitted b'chsav. The din, which was practiced, which was observed until Yemos Rabbeinu HaKadosh, was that Torah Sheba'al Peh was Nimsara Baal Peh. But each person for himself was allowed to take notes just for his own to prompt his own memory. But the point was, a person didn't write a sefer and teach through writing a sefer. All teaching, all mesiras hamasorah, happened baal peh. Okay, that's just the haggad. That's the shitas harambam. I think that's maybe the Maratzchiyah says, I forget who says, that you find in the Gemara a Lashon Megillas Storim, that they found a Megillas Storim. Literally, not Megillah in terms of association with Chumash Megillas, that they found a parchment which was hidden away. So what's Megillah Storim? Megillah Storim with these notes, because you couldn't lend your notes to anyone, because to lend your notes to someone, again, meant that he was then receiving the Torah Sheba'al Peh, Mitoch HaKsav. So Megillah Storim is each Rosh Bezdin or Novi, he wrote it for himself, and he couldn't share it with anyone. He couldn't share his written notes with anyone. Okay. But when they taught Baal Peh. And again, continue reading here in the Hakdamah to Mishnah Torah. Meaning Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Kibetz, he collected kol hashmuos v'chol ha'dinim v'chol ha'bi'uvin v'ha'perushin sheshamu mimoshe Rabbeinu. The shmuos are those which shamu, and the bi'uvin and perushin are shalomdu bezden shalachol do v'do v'chol ha'tao kula v'chive mehakol sefer ha'mishnah. The Rambam continues and says v'loma osu Rabbeinu HaKadosh kach v'lo niyach ha'do v'kamo shahaya. Why did Rabbeinu HaKadosh change the way Torah was learned and transmitted? The Fisher Rosh HaTalmidim Mismatin V'Holchen, there were fewer and fewer Talmidim, V'Hatzoros Mischachos Uvaos, and the suffering and the persecutions of Golus were increasing in intensity, and the Roman Empire was becoming more and more powerful. Again, they were the source of the persecutions. And we were becoming very, very spread out. So the Rambam has none of this in our Hagdamah, right? He doesn't talk about how unprecedented the Mishnah is, and then Mamela, he doesn't go on to discuss what the reasons were for this. So the answer to the Chavis is just very simple. There's no stira. It's the Rambam has two different goals in the respective Hagdamahs. The Hakdamah to Perush Mishnayos basically is a Hakdamah to the corpus of Torah Sheba'al Peh. In modern categories, we'd call it a literary introduction. Like, what is the Mishnah? Right? If someone who never learned before would come and ask us, what is the Mishnah? What is the Mishnah? People learn Mishnayos. Two Mishnahs a day. Well, what is the Mishnah? What are you learning? So the Rambam is telling us what the Mishnah is, right? The Mishnah is a collection of all halachas, and there are five types of halachas, Perushim Mekubalim, Halacha Moshe Misinai, those which were discovered on their own through Midrash Atran Adrashas Bahen, and then the two types of Drabanans. So it's a literary introduction, as it were, to Torah Sheba'al Peh. Soon, we didn't get up to this point yet in the Hagdamah, the Rambam's going to give us an introduction to what Gemara is. What Gemara is. So in a literary, it's a literary introduction. Mashen Kain, in the Hagdamah to Mishnah Torah, the Rambam is sort of, ultimately what the Rambam wants to do is provide historical context for Mishnah Torah. So he's giving us a historical introduction to Torah Sheba'al Peh. In the Hagdamah to Perush Mishnayos, it's a literary introduction to Torah Sheba'al Peh. What is the Mishnah? What is the Gemara? Okay. If someone asked you, someone asked you what the Constitution is, what the Constitution of the United States is, say, all right, you're right. You'll say that the basic principles of of the country, the basic legal principles of this country. You're not going to talk about how the Stamp Act and how the colonies broke away. That's got nothing to do if you want to know what the Constitution is. But if you want a historical introduction to the Constitution, so then you're going to explain, no, that originally it was just there were colonies of Great Britain, v'chulu v'chulu. So lahavdil, the Hagdamat Perish Mishnayis is a literary introduction. What is the Mishnah? What is the Gemara? V'chulu. Masha and Cain, Hagdamat Mishnah Torah is a historical introduction to Torah Shebal Peh. In a historical introduction to Torah Shebal Peh, so the Rambam naturally highlights how Mishnah was unprecedented. And again, and as part of a historical introduction, he's also going to tell us why, given that it was unprecedented, so why did Rebbe take such a step? Okay. So let's continue here. After the Rambam finishes his list of the halachos of Moshe Mitzrayim, where he summarizes again the five types of halachos that exist and that therefore one finds in Mishnah. So in this translation. Oh, Agav, by the way, you know, we were looking the other day in the translation in Avos on the Mishnah Asusiyag Torah. So the reason all the translations are going to have Gzeres and Takonos is the Rambam wrote in the original Gzeres and Takonos, apparently. So that's a rather futile search to look for a translation that's not going to have Gzeres and Takonos there. Okay, sorry about that. Okay, V'nimtza l'fi ha-yesodos here. V'nimtza l'fi ha-yesodos asher hekdamnu shechelkei hadinim ha-metzuyim b'Torah hem chamisha chalokim. You see that, Rav Osai? I don't know if someone, if you have it and you want to message people where it is in your edition, so that would be great. Okay. החלק הראשון, הפירושים המקובלים ממשה, שיש להם רמז בכוסוב, או אפשר לדרושם באיזו מידה. Again, פירושים מקובלים. ובזה אין מחלוקס כלל. Meaning, אין מחלוקס כלל, that's what we understood. Meaning, not only is it not nitpas in מחלוקס, that if someone comes into the Beis Medrash and says, I have a Kabbalah that Ayin Tach Zayin is Mamon, you can't argue against that. You can't engage him in Shakla Vitaria, in Maso Matan Shal Halacha, but Eimer Machlog is Klal, there's no such thing as someone else from the Chachmei HaMasorah who doesn't have that Masorah. Because Perushim Mekubalim is Lo Yamushu Mipichon Pizarachon Pizar Zaracha Ad Olam. Good, fine. Elk Shei Omer Odom Kach Kibalti Mizbatel Kol Dibor, V'Hachelik HaSheni, Heim Hadinim Shenema Aleim Shehim Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Ve'ein rayos aleim k'moshe hiskanu, ubozeh gam kein ein cholik bohem, but again, not ein cholik bohem klal, but as we discussed, that there were, based on the Gemara and Temura, there were halachos Moshe Mitzrayim that were forgotten. Hachelik hashlishi heim hadinim hanidroshim bedarki halimud, where we didn't have a tradition that such a din exists for Moshe Rabbeinu, we gave the example in terms of the Rambam's example of Sukkah, how when the Rambam lists the Perushim Mekubalim for Sukkah, he didn't mention the din of Tassav Lomina Osri. So, dinam ha-nidrash medarki alimud. And there, potentially, v'nafla behem machlokas k'moshe hezkanu. There could, and there were machlokas in there. V'nifsak ha-din behem gedas ha-rov, k'fi ha-yisod sh'amanu, v'haynu k'she'en ha-inyan mukhra, v'al kein omim im halocha nekabel. V'im ledin yesh tshuva. What does that mean? Im halocha, if you're telling me a Perush ha-mekubal, okay? End of discussion. But in the din, if you're reasoning it on your own, if it's not a perush mekubal, so then, if someone else disagrees, he can push back. Yesh tshuva. V'lo yu machlokes uvikuach el ba meshel nishma abo kabbalah. ותמצאים בכל התלמוד חולקים על צדדי הסבור שמחמוסים נפלו מחלוקס בין החולקים ועומד במקום מפלגי. In this third חלק, so that's where you have מחלוקס, and that's where the Gemara will ask, במקום מפלגי, או מי תימי דרבי פלני, או מי בעיניו. כי פעמים הם הולכים בעניין זה במקצס מקומוס, ומודיעים את סיבות המחלוקס ואומרים שפלוני נתלה בדבר פלוני, ופלוני נתלה בדבר פלוני וכיוצא בזה. אבל מה שחושב החושב, apparently there were those who thought, כי הדינים שנחלקו בהם, הם גם כן מקובלים ממשה. There were those who thought that where you find מחלוקס, no, the machlokas was about a din that originally had been mekuba mimosha. Ela shenafla machlokas mitzad to'uz bekabbalah o shechacha. V'sho ha'echad kibel nachon v'ha'echer to'a bekabbalah o shechach. V'sho lo shomei me'avosav kol ma she'yavoy l'shmoa. So there were those who attributed all machlokas to error in transmission. Maybe Raya al kach mi masha amu misharabu talmid shamai vehillel shaloshim shukol tzork and ravsam machlokas v'yisav and asis tarik kishtei taras. And the choshev again, who was the Rambam's the target of the Rambam's hasogos here, the choshev thought lo shim shukol tzork and means that they didn't master the masorah adequately. So the Rambam is very upset about this, right? Clearly, I mean, it's one thing, you know, if you take a test and you write a wrong answer and the professor gives you an X. It's another thing if in addition to the X in the red pen, he tells you that what you wrote was a Dava Maguna, the Dochoi Ma'od, and the reason you wrote that was Miyad Havonas Divei Chachamim HaMetzuyim LaTalmud. So the Rambam here is clearly not content to just say this is wrong, and we'll try to understand in a minute why this is so central for the Rambam, and why this misunderstanding for the Rambam is really a very big distortion in terms of Masorah. Umasha he viom lide svar and nefseda zo mirat havonas divi chacham hamatsuim batalmud. The fisha matzonik ya perish mekubal mimosha, vizan nochon kifi ha yesod shamanu, ach enom mavdilim ben ha ikarim hamukubalim ben achidushim hanidrashim. So yitachin, what it means is as follows. And the Rambam yitachin as follows. If The Rambam, in presenting again this overview, this introduction to Torah Shebaal Peh, this overview of Torah Shebaal Peh, the Rambam says that there was development in Torah Shebaal Peh, meaning that the basic halachas of every mitzvah are Perush Mekuvon Moshe Rabbeinu, but there were some details which HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, that I'm not going to spoon feed them from Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not going to be Perush Mekuvon Moshe Rabbeinu. I want the Chachmei HaMasorah, by applying Yud Gimel Mishnah Torah and Rashi's Bohan, I want them to discover these dinim. Okay, once it's up to them to discover these dinim, there can be machlokasim about what should we darshan with this klal patu klal v'chulu. But for the Rambam, there was development in Torah Shebaal Peh. If you don't accept that, if you say no, there's no development in Torah Shebaal Peh. So then, al kochach, you're going to end up saying that every machlokes in Shas is based on error in transmission, is based on faulty masorah. Because for the Rambam, The chelek harishon, the first five chalokim of the dinim, which are perushim mekubalim Moshe Rabbeinu, so that is lo nafla mamachlokas klal. And all machlokas in shas is because primarily of the chelek hashlishi, again, also partially the chelek hasheni, because there was shechuf on halacha Moshe Mesinai, but that's only a handful of cases in terms of where we have machlokasim and shas, where one thinks it's on halacha Moshe Mesinai and one thinks not. But the preponderance of machlokas in Torah Shebal Peh is the chelek hashlishi. So for the Rambam, this is not stam a mistake, because remember, we looked in the Yud Gimel Ikarim, in the Hakdamah to Perek Chelek, and we saw that be'emes, the Yesod Hashmini of Torah Min HaShemayim is not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a Torah Min HaShemayim, but that Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh that he gave is B'yodeinu Hayom. Torah Min HaShemayim means a Torah Nitzchus Min HaShemayim that's still B'yodeinu Hayom. But that's only true if there's no shichacha, if there's no faulty transmission in Perushim Mekubalim, if there's no such thing as development in Torah Shebal Peh, so then every machlokes, or virtually every machlokes, points to error in transmission, and then we don't have the entire Torah Shebal Peh, which was given to Moshe Rabbeinu Hayom. That's why this isn't stam a mistake, according to the Rambam. This is a very, very basic mistake. Now, whether or not, when the Rambam says, I just want to check one thing, excuse me. No, okay. I think that's why for the Rambam this is such a fundamental error. It's not stam a mistake. This is a very, very fundamental error according to the Rambam. Okay, let's continue here. I'm just skipping a few lines. Umasha Omru, Misharabu Talmide Shammai Vihil Shaloshim Shukol Tzok and Ravsa Machlokes B'Yisrael. So what does that Gemara mean that attributes Machlokes, or the preponderance, the explosion of Machlokes to Talmide Shammai Vihil Shaloshim Shukol Tzok, if it doesn't mean what some people erroneously think? The Hainu, that there was faulty transmission, and there's machlokas in Perushim Mekubalim, so then what does it mean? Umasha Omu Misharabu Talmidei Shammai Vehilo Shoshim Shukol Tzok and Ravsa Machlok Yisrael, Harei Inyan Dvarim Elu Poshut Ma'od. No, it means something very different. Kishnei B'nei Odom Shehim Shovim Bahavana Ubi'iyun וביידיעס היסוד אשר מהם למדים. לא טיפו ביניהם מחלוקס במה שהם למדים על ידי איזו מידה בשום פונים. ואם נופלה תהיה מעט, כשם שלא נמצא תומן מחלוקס בין שמאי והלל אלא בהלוכס אחודס. כי דרך הלימוד של שניהם בכל מה שהם למדים עושה באיזו מידה היסה קרובה מאוד. וכן, היסודה שהיו נסונים ביד זה, הם כמו היסודה שהיו ביד השני. So, המשל למה דוב ודומה. There are some letters between Reb Chaim and his son, the Rav's father, Reb Moshe Soloveitchik. And in a few of the letters you find, so Reb Moshe wrote Chidushei Torah to his father, and his father wrote back, yeah, I said the same thing in the Shiurim in Voloshin. And you find that, and you find that Keseder. You find, for instance, some of the chidushim that Reb Vavel has in his sefer, so that the Rav has on his own. So how does that happen? So the answer is clear, right? The answer is, if you have people who master the same derech halimud, and they apply the same Derech HaLimud to the same Gemara, to the same Rambam, to the same Tosfos, to the same Ramban, so it's going to yield the same results. It's going to yield the same Chidushim. If you have the same Derech HaLimud and more or less comparable Kishronos, and you apply it to the same Masora, you're going to end up with the same Chidushim. Masha Enkein, if the training in terms of the Derech HaLimud is not as complete, if the Derech HaLimud is not mastered to the same degree, so now if you're already applying different Darkei HaLimud, Enochanami, it's different Darkei HaLimud to the same Masorah, but different Darkei HaLimud, you're going to yield different Chidushim and different opinions. So the Rambam says Shloshim Shel Kol Tzarken means Shim Shel Kol Tzarken in terms of mastering, not mastering the Perushim Mukubalim, the way this erroneous Pshat understands, but it means in terms of mastering the Derech HaLimud. And that's what accounts for, again, for this explosion of Machlokes, which previously didn't exist, right? So let's just reread it and see it in the words. Kishnei b'nei Adam, again, right after where the Rambam quotes the Gemara again, of Shaloshim Shukol Tzorkan, Ravsa Machlokes B'Yisrael, so right after that, Kishnei b'nei Adam shem shavim b'havonu u'b'iyun u'b'yediyas ha'yisodo shemehem l'meidim. Lotipo b'nei ha'machlokes b'meshahem l'meidim al yidei eza mida v'shimponim. Again, it's the same derech. It's the same derech. If it's the same derech in terms of how to apply a klal uprat to klal, so where's the machlokes going to emerge from? Everyone's dealing with the same psukim and chumash. Everyone's dealing with the same traditions received mimosha ben Yeshua from the zakenim, etc. And then it's the same way of thinking. So where's there going to be machlokes? V'im nafla, if there will be machlokes, tia ma'at. It's going to be isolated instances of machlokes. Kishem shalom nimtza tomid machlokes ben shamay v'hilal al b'halokas achados. Kiderech halimud shal shneyem b'chol mashahim l'meidem also b'ezer mido hoysa krova ma'od. B'chein ha'yesoda shahoyu nesunim b'yad ze b'chein k'mo ha'yesoda shahoyu b'yad ha'sheni. V'kashen nisma'ato b'koshas ha'chach b'chma shal talmideihem. V'nechlash limudam b'yachas l'hilal v'shamay rabosehem. So that's an important line, right? Mishirabu Talmidei Shammai v'Hillel Shloshim Shel Kol Tzarken means that it didn't measure up to Shammai v'Hillel. It means from our vantage point, they were incomparably and indescribably great. So they didn't rise to the level of the Rebbeim. They weren't Talmidei Shammai and Hillel. So yes, this is sort of a put down in saying that they didn't fill the shoes of Shammai and Hillel, right? B'yachas L'hilal v'shamay rabosehim. It's not saying that they were little people. It's saying that they weren't giants to the same degree and of the same stature as Shammai and Hillel. So as a result, nafla machlokes b'neim kishenosu v'nosnu b'dvarim rabim. Hoil v'derech halimish kol echad mehem hi kefi sichlo. Because they didn't fully develop to the same degree that had happened previously in terms of their Derech HaLimud, and therefore, ulefi ha'yesoda shebiyado. But now the Rambam, I don't know, there's a little bit here, I'm not sure, you have to figure out, there's a little bit of, I don't know, a little bit of tension here. V'heim eina mashemim b'chol zeh. Right, from the Lashon of Shloshim Shel Kol Tzarken, which the Rambam himself initially said, nisma'ato b'koshos ha'chochma. It sounds like, again, that there is an element of criticism. But now the Rambam turns around and says, no, v'heinam einam ha'shemim b'chol zeh. Ki lo nuchal anachnu lochov shnei b'nei odom ha'misvakrim sheyisvakru b'sichlum shal Yeshua Pimchas. You'll walk around the Beis Medrash and you'll hear a chavusa arguing about a point, and you'll bop them both over the head, and you'll tell one, why aren't you saying good like Rebbe Kivega? And you'll tell the other one, why aren't you saying good like the Nasius?
So the answer is, if I was Reb Kivega, I'd say as good as Reb Kivega. If I were in Sivas, I'd say as good as Sivas, but I'm only me. What do you want from me?
Right, so the Rambam says, Kilo nuchal anachnu lochuv shnei b'nei odam ha-mizvakrim she-izvakru b'sichlam shal Yeshua Pinchas.
Okay, so is there an element of criticism called for here or not? I don't know, there's a little bit of tension here. You have to figure out what the Lashon HaGemara sounds like there is. But then the Rambam turns around and says, "Heinam einam Hashem b'chozeh." I don't know. Tzarich iyun how to integrate those two. So there is a fascinating Marim Mokom It's in the Balatanya as is follows. This is in Igeres Hakodesh from the Balatanya. In Parag Yud Gimel, Morav Tuvcha Shetzafanta LeReyacha. A pasuk in Tilim. Hine says the Baal HaTanya. It's Igeres Hakadosh Parag Yud Gimel. I don't know if someone wants to put it up on the screen.
Oh, thank you very much. Marav Tuvcha Shetzafati L'Yecha. Hinei b'chal Ovdei Hashem Yejbeiz B'chinos Madregos Chalukos Mitzad Shorosh Neshmosam L'Maila. There are two different dimensions, two different levels amongst Ovdei Hashem. And ultimately, you can trace that difference back to the shoresh, to the root of their neshama. Mibchinas yamin usmol. Again, obviously in the Olamos Alyonim, there isn't physically right and left, but using right and left metaphorically. The hainu shebchinas smol, right? When we speak of left, what that represents metaphorically, it represents din. But let's say Chazal say la'olam tehe smol docha v'yamin mekareves. So we associate the docha. We associate the docha with left, and we associate the mekareves with yamin. Smol is din. And Yamin represents Rachamim. In this context, Shebechinas Smol hi midas hatzimtzum, contraction, v'hahester, and something being hidden, ba'avodas Hashem. And those yisodas of avodas Hashem, k'moshe kosuv, the posuk in Micha, v'hatznei aleches, im Hashem alokecha. B'mistorim tivke nafshi, the posuk says. So we see all these, again, expressions of small being underscored and accentuated in Avodas Hashem. V'hine mimida zo nimshocha gamkein b'chinas hatzimtzum v'hagvul v'avodas Hashem, which is why in certain halachas we find that even Avodas Hashem, as it were, is constrained, is constricted. How so? K'mo b'tztaka. Lios nidon b'heseg yad. Tztaka, a person should not give tztaka beyond his resources. And generally, there's a cap, unless someone is very, very wealthy, there's a cap of ha'mevaz b'ezayu vaz b'ezayu se'mechomesh. A person should not give away more than 20%
of his earnings. Again, unless he's very wealthy. Ukahai gavna b'talmud Torah u'sha'ori mitzvos, d'ay lo sh'yotze yedei cholosu mechiv ha'mefura sh'chiyivosu ha'Torah b'feresh l'gbor itim. So that's the small dimension of Avodas Hashem. Ach b'chinas yamin, yamin represents chesed v'hispashtos. Right? If yamin represents chesed, not din, so chesed means you're expansive, right? You're reaching out. You're reaching out to orchim. You're reaching out to people. It's hispashtos. It's not the contraction of tzimtzum. It's the hispashtos. You're reaching out. Ach b'chinas yamin hu midas hachesed v'hispashtos v'avodas Hashem b'hisrachavus. Right? Expansively, belit tzimtzum, without that contraction. Vehester klal. Kamosha kosova es halcha berechava. Vegam belit tzimtzum ugvul klal, ve'ein ma'atzo l'ruach nidvasa bein betztaku bein betalmud Torah. In this dimension, so Talmud Torah is not just kriyas itim, but it's yomam v'layla. It just spills over. There's no limit. There's no to the involvement in Talmud Torah. Behine kol ish Yisrael tzorach lios kol mimei b'chinas elu. The relative proportions may differ, but everyone has to have both. A person is not supposed to be purely either. Everyone's supposed to be both. It's supposed to have both the yamin and the small, both the hispashtus and the tzimtzum. Because each midah, each dimension has its time and place. Here's where we come to, we're connecting up with our inyan. Right? Even though, with just a handful of exceptions, Beis Shammai are always machmir, and Beis Hillel are always mekel. Right, that's the rule of thumb. If you look at machlokos in Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, in Mishnah, so Beis Shammai almost always lechuna, and Beis Hillel almost always lekula. But the Mishnah Ages tells us there are some exceptions. V'lachein motzinu kama dvar mikule Beis Shammai umchume Beis Hillel lelamdeinu. Now look at this. What I'll say: Sha'af Beis Shammai sheshoresh nishmasa mibchena small ha'elyon. How did it happen that Beis Shammai, again with this handful of exceptions, Beis Shammai were invariably machmir? How did that happen? Because shoresh nishmasa mibchena small ha'elyon v'lachein hayudonin lahachmir tamid b'chol yisurei Torah. If your neshama is drawn from small, so then you're naturally going to constrict, restrain, right? It's bechinas hatzimtzum, which means that things will be osur, right? That represents constriction. That represents restraint, restriction. V'lachein hayudanin lahach me'atomid b'chol yisurei Torah. Again, not that they were consciously looking to be machmir, but that's the way things appeared to them without negiyas. That's the way things appeared to them because of their shorash haneshama. Ubeis Hillel, on the other hand, shahuyu mibchinas yamin ha'elyon, the neshamas of Beis Hillel came from a different place in the olam ha'elyonim. It came from the right side, again, speaking metaphorically. Ubeis Hillel shoy mibchinas yamin ha'elyon hoyu melamdin zchus lahakel ulahatir yisurei Torah. Again, hisrachvus, hispashtus will result in kula, making more things permissible. Afal pichein, again, because everyone has to have, again, maybe the relative proportions will differ, but everyone has to have both. That's why you find kulei Beis Shammai and chumei Beis Hillel. Fine. So l'chaim, it's quite clear what emerges from what the Baal HaTanya is telling us is that the source of machlokas, and this is something which is very, it certainly resonates with us, I think, that again, on a exoteric level. He's saying it esoterically, that the source of machlokes is ultimately in the shorish haneshamas of Beis Shammai Yisrael. That's what the Baal HaTanya says, right? That the source of machlokes is ultimately, I think the Chazon Ish, I meant to look it up so I could read it to you, but I didn't get around to it. There's a little letter from the Chazon Ish. I think the Chazon Ish wrote something and someone wrote Hasogyas and wanted to argue with him about it. And the Chazon Ish wrote back, you know, I'm not going to argue because this is the kind of thing where different people just see things differently and it's not going to be a productive use of time to argue about this. I see it this way, you see it that way, and kachazel, you know, nothing's going to change by arguing about it. So chaval al hazman, which again, you can say the same thing. Yeah, I don't know, neurologically, neuropsychologically, as the, what the Baal HaTanya here is saying. I'll pee kabbalah. So the question is, again, it's not really juxtaposing the Baal HaTanya and the Rambam. It's more juxtaposing the Baal HaTanya. So then why does the Gemara attribute it to Shaloshim Shukol Tzarkan? How does the Baal HaTanya learn Pshat in our Gemara here, Shaloshim Shukol Tzarkan? No, maybe it's Shim Shukol Tzarkan, but they couldn't have the same Derech HaLimud because of the Shorosh HaNashama. Okay, I don't know. The obviously, there's an answer. I don't know what it is. I know love. How does the Baal HaTanya learn our Gemara? Okay, let's just continue a little bit here. In V'chein ein lanu, again, so you can't, again, so the other question we're leaving open for now is, initially the Rambam says, nisma'ata bakoshes ha'chochma, which seems to be consistent with the mashmas in the Gemara, that there is an element of criticism for Talmidei Shammai V'Hillel. Again, criticism of giants of spirit, that they weren't even greater giants. But there is an element of criticism, and then the Ram says, no, the Ram seems to totally exonerate. That's the other kasha that we're leaving open. Now, what's more, a person's commitment to Masorah and to the authoritativeness of the Masorah of Torah Shebal Peh is in no way affected by that statement in the Gemara of Mishirabu Talmidei Shammai V'Hillel Shaloshim Shukol Tzarkan. V'chein ein lanu lefakpek v'mesha nechleku bo me'acha she'enem k'shammai v'hillel olamala mehem. Ki Hashem yishada v'yisromeim lo shibed osanu bazeh ela kofa oleinu l'shmo menachachomim she'em chachmei ezedua she'yiyah. K'mo she'omer olal ha'shofet she'yiyah b'yom mehem v'darashta. So the Torah already says that a person is not allowed to say, well, if the Chachamim in my generation were the equal of Shammai and Hillel, I'd rather I'd listen to them. But these guys, no, they don't hold a candle to Shammai and Hillel. No, so that's what the Torah says, no. Ela shofet ha'shiyah v'yomim ahim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu endorses the Masorah and endorses the Chachmei Hador Basher Hemsham. And that's not a legitimate position to say, oh, there's been a Yeridus Hadoras. I hold from Moshe Ben and Yeshua, but not I don't hold from the subsequent links in the Masorah. No, that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu says. All the Shavuot Sheyeh Bayom Mahim V'Darashta. V'Alpi Ofen Zen Nafla Machlokes. And this is where how machlokes emerged, lo shehem, again, the Rambam here is reiterating, lo shehem to'u bedvarim hamekubalim, not that it was in the first chelik of Torah, that what allowed for machlokes v'chvan etzlan was faulty transmission of perushim mekubalim. V'kabos echad hi ha'emes v'shal ha'sheni davabot ha'uma ma'od boru inyan zeh l'mizbonin bo, v'kama choshev ha'yison hazeh b'Torah. And again, there's the Rambam, as we mentioned earlier, just underscoring, this isn't a minor error. This is a major distortion because it basically contradicts the idea that Torah is nitzchus in the sense that Torah Shebal Peh has been preserved, and we have the same Torah Shebaal Peh in terms of Perushim Mekubalim that Moshe Rabbeinu brought down from Har Sinai. Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you again, Rabbi Osai, for making yourselves available. Lina the Sunday, she will be regular time, regular place in Mitzvah Hashem. If it didn't go out yet, so then there will be, I think that there are some Mar Makomos for what Sunday show is about. It went out already? Yeah, okay. So Lina the Mitzvah Hashem. So we'll pick up Sunday at 12 in person, Mitzvah Hashem, Lina. Thank you very, very much. Good night of Shabbos, everyone.